There you go. Mikey's ready. All right, so we're up to Mishnah Vav. Yeah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, page Samach Beis. Yeah. The Mishnah is the bold letters in the middle. So, okay. So this is going back to Hillel. Right? So the Mishnah continues. This is a unique thing. This is the first time we have in Pirkei Avos like sort of a Maisa. Until now, it's been statements from the Tanoim. Now it's a sort of a Maisa with a statement connected to it. You'll see. So Mishnah says like this: Afhu, going back to Hillel, that another thing that Hillel, again, this is very interesting because again, the theme until now was not just statements of Tanoim, but like Hu Hayu Omer. This is something that he used to constantly say. It was like an Indian by him, and this is like sounds like just a Maisa Shoya. Afu, it also happened with Hillel that Ro Gilgalis Achas, that he saw a skull, Shetzaf al Pnei Amayim, that was floating on the water. So, okay. So Amar, so Hillel said, Al Dei Taft Atfuch, because you drowned people, that's why you got drowned. Because, you know, V'Soif Metafayich Yutufun, and it will be, the one that drowned you will also be drowned. So, like, Moshe, if you take a look at the Bar Tanura on top, the top right. So you have the Bar Tanura, you guys? Yeah. Okay. So he just explains. So, I mean, that Hillel was saying to the skull, you know, he's saying to this person, Rasha Hayisa, you are Rasha, and Walastim Esabrias, you rob from people, Watsifim Benar, and you drown them, and that's the Midah Kenegim that's happening to you. But Vesayif Matifai Chitufun. And again, it'll be me the Kenegim that the person that did this to you. It wasn't just up to them to do it. In other words, it's not an excuse. This guy deserved what was coming to him. So Hillel is saying, but that shouldn't have been the decision of the person that killed this Russia. That's Bezdin's responsibility. Okay, and they'll have to pay for what they did as well. Okay, so that's the statement of Hillel. Like I said, it's a very strange thing because this is a, you know, it's a one-time deal. What is this doing in Pirkei Avos? Okay, so let's see what the Kamarna says. So Mishnah Vav, yeah, next the other the Samach Gimel. So Afuroko Golis Achas. So he says like this: Pirish Mishnah Zois. The explanation of this Mishnah Yesh Basayit Amak Moed has a very big side to it. The Kesavti B'Chiburi Oitzer Chaim. I targeted Mrs. Baruch, and I spoke about, and I wrote about this in the Sefer Eitzer Chaim, in this Pirush on Targ Mitzvahs, and he references over here in Parshas Bahar. So, you don't have the bottom. In the bottom, they quote a lot of it, but the Kamarna says, "V'kan ein makim l'inyanim ke'elu." Over here, it's not the place for this. Again, like the Kamarna wrote in the introduction to the Sefer, he's writing this for Avoda, not for Haskalah. So this is not the place for that. But he's just as a Mar Makim. So what is the pshat of this Mishnah for our purposes? So he says like this: Umar Hari, so the Arizal in Sefer Lukuti Hashas, Perkei Avos Pirish, Shezeh Maimer Hill. So the Arizal explains the Maimer Hill like this: Shehaya Gilgal Moshe. Hillel is a Gilgal of Moshe. V'hai Gilgoyle Soyishol Parai. Yes, but if this is going to be a Pesach Shir, so yeah. V'hai Gilgoyle, I didn't schedule this. V'hai Gilgoyle Soyishol Parai. This skull that was floating over there, that was the person that was the Gilgal of Parai. Shinizgal Gal Venitva B'Misa Mishuna, who, you know, Hashem arranged it that he should die in a Misa Mishuna. V'Omar, and this is what Hillel was saying, Hillel, a.k.a. Moshe, was saying to this Gilgalus, this skull, a.k.a. Parai, Al Dai Taft, since you drowned, in other words, Kol Habein, since you caused to drown, Kol Habein Ha'il, Er Tashichu, so atfuch, that's why you've been drowned now. V'hafach panav liYisrael, and then Hillel turns around, so to speak, to call Yisrael v'amar lahem, and he says to everybody that l'soif, at the end of the day, kimisha meitzer liYisrael, someone that causes tzar to call Yisrael, any of our enemies, be'es hatchia, at the time of tchia, yutufun, they'll be drowned. V'yachzir yutufun, and they'll be drowned again. Ve'elul charfes l'dor olam, and they'll be the scorn of the universe forever and ever. So that's what that's how the Kamarna says it. So he you don't have the bottom, right? You don't have any notes on the bottom. No?
Yeah. Some of the
Yechidim. So on the bottom, he just quotes some more Barichas. Let me just see if it's good. He quotes a little more barichas from a sefer Ma'amar Chazal to explain a little bit more of the connection between Hillel and Moshe. So again, you don't have this in front of you, but just I'll read it outside. So he says, "Ki Hillel Hazaken," is a quote from the Arizal. "Ki Hillel Hazaken ha'initzitz echad minishmas Moshe Rabbeinu." Again, it's not a full reincarnation of Moshe, but a spark of nishmas Moshe. "V'lochin ha'yanov k'maisai." And that's why he was a big anav, right? That's what Chazal say in Vesenusay Shel Hillel, right? So any tzaddikim have a bechina of anava, it's usually from a spark of Moshe. So that's, so Hillel is shaykh to that. But Gam Chai Kufchav Shana K'Moshe. Chazal also say he lived 120 years Hillel, which is similar to Moshe. And the Rizal continues, Zaysal Gagoyles, this skull, he shall pare Rasha, was of Pare. So again, the words of the Rizal might sound like it was Mamish Pare's skull for you, but so the Kamaran explains it means it was that this person was a Gilgal of Pare. Or, you know, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it was actual Pare's Gilgal. I don't know. Anyway, but it's definitely Shaykh to Pare. Maybe Taka sounds like it was Mamish Pare's skull. I have no idea. That's what Taka sounds like. I don't know. Okay. So he says, V'yadakihi, Itaka sounds like this was Pare's skull. And so that's what Hillel was saying then, because you drowned, that's why you got drowned. And then Hillel says to all of Kal Yisrael, this general chizik, that anyone that gives you tzaras, it's going to end up going back to that person, kiflik, you're flying, for all eternity. Okay, so let's see a little bit more. So that's why this is shaykh to, not only shaykh to Pesach, it's also shaykh to finishing up the Havaydis of Purim. So he says like this, going further. We'll see. I don't know if we're going to be able to get through this piece. We'll see. I don't know. Let's a little bit to understand the side of the meaning of a skull, of Gilgailas. I can tell you that, but not this. Okay, it's Bashkocha Pratis that the piece that we were supposed to see was this.
Huh?
There's
no coincidence.
No, the command is not.
I'm not making it up.
Okay. Listen, Lamaisa, we have a few more minutes. The rest of this piece, it's too hard to go through. It's Bashkocha Pratis. We're supposed to see this piece about its shayches to Pesach. So you're saying also over here.
He's just telling me the Rebbe has to talk about Gelas. I don't know. Yeah.
It's not true. Okay, I guess once fine. Shtickle Purim Dick. But so the Ivy Soul says like this. Transition line. So Chag HaPesach, he says, Hu Mayach Shal Kol Mayadim. Chag HaPesach is the brain of all Yom Tovim. Shemayad Rishon, take it based Yitzis Mitzrayim. That was the first Yontif from Yitzis Mitzrayim. V'av Shemayadim Acheiram Yeshlam Kam B'china Shem Gvoyim B'mayilu B'china Shal Chag HaPesach. Even though other Yom Tovim, you know, you've seen the storm, very, very big things. Ach Mekol Mokim Linyan Zeh, Hu Mayad HaPesach B'china Zohar U'mayach L'shar Ogon. But in this way, Pesach is called the brain of the other Yom Tovim. The Yom Tovim is sort of surrounded like a skull. Okay, just like a gos, makiv is a moich. Okay, this is a.
I think
we're
strolling the Gemara having a conversation.
Yeah. That's basically what's happening right here. We're just making a shit in the Shadchanim. This is making a shit. Yeah. Maybe. So why would this happen? Like, okay, so Vais the Chais, the Rabbanu Shalom wants us to be able to say out loud Pemole, what the Kamarna said, what Hillel said, which is to all the enemies of the Jewish people, like Hafach Pon of Yisrael, Hillel turns to all Klal Yisrael and says, L'soif, at the end of the day, call Misha Meitz Yisrael, anyone that gives Tzaras to Klal Yisrael, Beis HaTchia, by the time of the Tchia, Yitufun, they'll be drowned, V'yachsev Yitufun, V'eloch Harfaz of the rest of the island, and we should be able to see it in our days, B'Poel Ma'amesh, not wait for Tchia Sameizim, but right now all the enemies of Klal Yisrael should be eradicated and destroyed. Through his galus of Arish Mashiach, the Karbanish.
With Karbanish, we have to see.